Now for teaching, I have just different types of customers. They don't really know what they need to know. I kind of have to like help them figure that out. So it's a little bit more, but customer service is pretty much part of being a teacher.
Leticia Holloway is a junior high and freshman science teacher. She's been in Unalaska since 2015 with her husband Kyle Holloway, who is also a teacher at the school. She says teaching is a lot like helping customers, something she enjoyed very much at her previous job at the courthouse. But Holloway says while she liked helping people at the courthouse, she prefers her new, mini customers. She says teaching has been a lifelong goal, something she dreamed of, but was discouraged from exploring when she was younger.
But I'm from Brazil, and in Brazil, I was actually very discouraged to become a teacher. I have very many teachers in my family who have repeatedly mentioned how not well teachers are treated in Brazil in terms of salary, in terms of working conditions, and so many other things.
So instead of getting into teaching right away, Holloway says she got her degree in geophysics in Brazil. And because she got into the STEM field, she was able to do an exchange program in the U.S. in 2012. She says that's when her life in the U.S. began, in Laramie, at the University of Wyoming. From there, Holloway applied for a grant to continue and get her master's degree in hydrology and ecology. Holloway didn't quite finish her master's program. She was just shy of dissertation. And she says many factors played a role, including moving to Unalaska, where she faced communication and internet issues. But when she saw that the position for a science teacher at the school was still open last spring, she decided to use her expertise in the field and apply for the position. She also applied for a master's program through the University of Alaska so that she could teach while simultaneously working on obtaining her teaching degree. Because of the new way school is designed this year to accommodate social distancing measures and other public health guidance in the wake of the pandemic, Holloway says everybody, even veteran teachers, are in a way first-year teachers this year.
Everybody else, all those questions that I have, everybody else also has. So I'm like, we're all in the same boat, learning all those different procedures and different rules. And none of the things that we're doing, we can say that for sure, are the correct way to do it, or just the most correct for the information that we currently have.
While the workload and stress is sometimes overwhelming, especially in the midst of a pandemic, Holloway says it's gratifying and that it's in her nature to push herself. And she says she's happy to have other teachers to turn to as resources and support. If you've driven down East Broadway recently, it's likely you've seen Holloway walking with her husband, Kyle, and two Springer Spaniels, Euler and Rubix. When she has free time, Holloway says she enjoys walking her dogs and going on hikes, but she misses big group activities like the yearly wine tasting event at the Grand and ballroom style dancing, anything from square dancing to calypso. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
So I dance samba, I dance bolero, jazz type swing, which is a very, I think that's bachata is also very Latin. Dancing, I miss dancing a lot, for sure.